Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code ODYSSEY. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
It's time for You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley. They bring you the betting insight, laughs, and some rants along the way.
Every time I look at myself on camera, I want to like smash. Like, I hate myself right now.
I used to look like a thumb. Now I don't.
Now I do. I'd say let's talk about sex, but with the way I look, probably not going to be happy.
We'll give you an edge to beat the spread and so much more.
I always do same game parlays or correlated parlays as an if-then statement. So if the Nets win by a lot, then what else happens? What else happens as a result of if the Nets win by a lot, then? What are some unique aspects to these games that are taking place in this exact moment that could lead to some correlated outcome?
What do we call that? Wagertainment. It's You Better You Bet. From BetQL.
Yes, indeed, yes, it is. You better, you bet. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley here with you on the BetQL Network. Every game here is Game 7, including that that Purdue-Illinois game that just went final where we had Purdue plus 1.5.
Felt like Game 7. Felt like a lot. Yeah, so.
We had money on it.
Felt like Final Purdue 4.
Purdue coming through in double overtime, thankfully, to cash our bet against Illinois. It felt like Game 7, and you will get no hot take BS here, just bets and sports live in the hashtag plethora of places. Odyssey.com, the Odyssey app. BetQLNetwork.com, the BetQL app. Odyssey stations nationwide as part of the BetQL Network. We are live on YouTube, youtube.com/Odyssey Sports. And live on Twitch, twitch.tv/BetQL. As Ken and I get set to bring you the wagertainment for the next 4 hours as we talk all things sports betting. Proudly presented today and always by the Bet Rivers Sportsbook, your football betting powerhouse all season long. The real ones know that Bet Rivers is their hometown sportsbook, BetRivers.com, and the Bet Rivers app. I am loving, by the way, Bet Rivers in New York, my home state, being able to bet on Bet Rivers, being able to get openers, like bet on openers that aren't posted on Monday afternoon at an offshore local is very, very nice being able to do that. So shout out to Bet Rivers here in my home state of New York. The real ones, of course, also know about BetQL. They know that BetQL's got the experts, the algorithms, and the five-star plays to help you take down the sportsbooks, BetQL.com, and the BetQL app. On this M3, three words, all three of them start with the letter M.
Yep.
Number one, magnificent.
Yep.
Number three, Monday.
Sure.
And number two, football.
Of course.
January 17th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Our show is on Twitter at You Better You Bet, Instagram at YBYB Sports. I'm on Twitter and Instagram at The Costos, THEKOSTOS, and Ken Barkley, your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper. Don't believe me? Just watch all the people in the space that literally parrot and mimic everything that Ken says on You Better You Bet. Ken is on Twitter at Locky Lockerson. We got one wonderful guest coming your way today on a magnificent football Monday, and he will join us for two segments because he's a great magnanimous guy, and that is the whale capper, Drew Dinsick. Now, you know Will joins us every magnificent football Monday to give us his take on the weekend to come in the National Football League. Of course, that is divisional weekend. Whale will join us for an extra segment today to give us picks for the Australian Open, which is, of course, people that don't know is the tennis major that's going on right now that Novak Djokovic is not playing at. But Whale Capper will join us to give us an overview on the tournament. Who should we bet on tonight? Who should we bet on moving forward in the Australian Open? Down under plus P squared, B squared, as we do each and every magnificent football Monday. This time it's for divisional weekend in the NFL. We'll give you our projected numbers and what we're looking to do with the Bengals and the Titans on Saturday afternoon, Niners and the Packers on Saturday night, the Bills and the Chiefs, just a titanic game on Sunday in the late spot, and then either the Bucks or Rams and Bucks and Cardinals And Sunday afternoon. Speaking of those two teams, the Rams and the Cardinals, the winner of that game moves on to play Tampa in Tampa coming up on Sunday. We'll give you all our bets for the Rams and the Cardinals to close out Super Wild Card Weekend to start hour number two. So 1 hour from right now, Bill, let's get a special tweet out. 4 p.m. Eastern, Rams and Cardinals, side total, prop king, and same game parlays from myself and Ken Barkley for the Rams and the Cardinals. Power hour, of course, final hour of the show, NBA, college hoops, and the NHL. We'll give you some picks as we move along here for games that are starting before the power hour. We've got a bunch of those coming up today. And we'll recap what we saw yesterday. Just a terrible betting slate for me on sides and totals. Props, fantastic. But otherwise, weekend for me to forget on these sides and totals. Ken, we're locked and loaded. Magnificent Football Monday, my friend. How you doing?
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Doing great. It's a busy, kind of a sneaky busy betting day today, obviously, with Purdue and Illinois having just concluded in double overtime. College basketball all day today. NBA all day today. Obviously, it's Martin Luther King Jr. Day. The NBA always plays all day. College basketball, generally, because it's a holiday, we'll play a lot of day games. We have those. So have, you know, a couple bets in. Light volume, but a lot of events. Then obviously you have that rolling into an NFL playoff game tonight, the Australian Open obviously going on as well. So kind of a sneaky, really busy betting Monday, much busier than a betting Monday we would normally have. After a really, really, really busy betting weekend and a ton of stuff that we can go over, obviously we can be NFL focused if we want to be, and we will be, obviously, for the next couple hours talking about division matchups. My NFL betting was pretty nondescript, like made many bets. Won some bets, lost some bets. That's basically like it's like the beginning and end of my synopsis of how I did betting. Like, hey, you know what didn't go great? The Raiders in Dallas. You know what went a lot better? Tampa, teasers, like all that stuff went pretty good. I mean, just like, whatever. Like, that's kind of what it was. And wrapped around that, I think were a couple things that we should celebrate, maybe very briefly here, before we get into like a bigger picture NFL discussion and sort of lament or celebrate some of the things that happened over the weekend. The first would be the continuation of your uber successful golf betting strategy involving taking Hideki Matsuyama to win the Sony Open in Hawaii on the island of Oahu, where Hideki, there were times seemed like he wasn't going to win. I know, I'm sure you were very locked into the back nine of what happened. He was five down.
The best part is, and you know me well enough to know that this is
yes.
true, I'm not paying attention at
zero.
All. And I don't know if you were being sarcastic.
Zero attention.
When you said that. Yes. Like zero attention. I'm locked into the NFL, but like I follow enough people on Twitter, like namely Tyler, honestly, our old sure. DP on You Bet or You Bet Tyler. Tyler Morales, who comes on the show and gives golf bets.
Oh, he was very locked in tonight.
So he's always locked into the guy. He might be like the biggest golf fan I know in terms of like watching it on television.
Yeah.
And, like, he like loves it. And I see him tweeting about it. And then I start checking on my phone. I had to pick my girlfriend up from the airport yesterday. She flew back in for the bachelorette party she's at. So I'm listening to Cowboys Niners on the radio. I'm like on my phone, like trying not to get into an accident basically while it's snowing, being like, come on, Hideki, like, can we get this going here? So yeah, that was pretty good. Please continue telling me how great my strategy is.
It was so great that you were five down at the turn. Russell Henley seemed like he had built an insurmountable lead. And then in true Russell Henley fashion, as he has been basically done his entire career, couldn't hold on to a lead. It's been true his entire career. I think he's had like six overnight leads and he's won one tournament. I think he's had the lead like on Sunday a bunch of times and hasn't won. And just a brutal, like, didn't even play that bad, but Matsuyama was just completely locked in. His thing used to be they didn't putt very well. Now he's putting better than basically anybody on tour. He ends up sort of catching fire on the back nine, basically overtaking Russell Henley, winning in a playoff thanks to, really, like, if people have not seen it, his three wood from the fairway on the playoff hole to win the tournament, basically, like, one of the most impressive golf shots you'll ever see. As somebody who only like casually plays golf, I'm just like, it's basically like a different sport. Like, I could never even attempt the type of shot that he attempted, which was just incredible. So Matsuyama win. Great job, Nick. And that continues I was going to say success. It's just a hilarious tradition of betting these guys and having them win these tournaments, which is really very funny.
And very lucky, to be fair. Like, I am
very lucky, but
yes,
would you rather be unlucky? I mean, if you had to pick, right?
Like, I feel like I could do this strategy for like a couple of years now, never win and still be
sure
based on what we've seen over the last year.
Well, and the good news is like Morikawa is probably good for one major a year. So you're probably pretty good there on that stuff.
Sungjae generally plays pretty well. Like,
yeah.
Matsuyama's unbelievable.
Yeah, one last year.
Like, now that Hideki got like the monkey off his back, like, I feel like he's going to be winning a lot.
He plays great. I'm obviously like basically a top 10 player in the world right now, and obviously just won a tournament in Hawaii, and then a big tournament coming up in California this weekend, Rom and a host of others in the American Express, which is like a really, really big tournament, which will be fun.
I'm ready to get locked into golf, Ken, when football ends. Like, to get more locked into golf, into soccer, and also the NBA and college hoops. Like, we're entering what is like a transitory period, and and like, we love that on You Better You Bet. Not that, like, because we love football, not we don't love that it's over, but now that we get to dive more into these sports, like, for me specifically, like, I'm really excited for this.
Yeah, but selfishly, I'll talk about college basketball in a second. That was going to be my other thing for the show. But selfishly, I look forward to the time when we transition from the NFL to other things, because, like, selfishly, like, I think our show is very, very good, and I think we're like the best. And I'm sure everybody who does a show thinks that they're the best, because otherwise, what's the point of doing it? But I think that one of the ways in which we stand out is that there's a saturation, and it's going on right now, and it's like impossible not to notice it. Anyone who does any gambling content is like trying as hard as possible, tweet as much as possible, give out picks as much as possible, talk about NFL as much as possible, any publication, any site, any blog, any whatever. It's like max content right now, because there's a lot of appetite for NFL playoff content. As those games go away, and what you have left is college basketball and the NBA and hockey and golf, I feel like we do a really good job on all of that stuff.
Yep.
And like, other people kind of fade away, and it's like, well, season's over, and be like, what season? Like, we're here, man. Like, we're here.
The season is 365 days
long. NCAA tournament's in 2 months, man. Like, where are you going? Like, where are we going? NBA playoffs is in 2.5 months. Where are we going? We're not going anywhere. And hopefully giving out a ton of bets as well. So looking forward to that. I always enjoy that period of time. Get to ramp up our coverage of those other sports, which leads to college basketball, the other sort of crown jewel of the weekend, I guess.
Yeah, because when I think of you, Ken, and I just want to jump in here. You know, one of my favorite scenes in Breaking Bad is when Huel like drops down and like falls, like just resting on just a pile of money in Breaking Bad. Ken, I feel like that was you this weekend with the college basketball, just an absolute evisceration by you of the college basketball market this weekend.
And you wish that I'm sure a lot of people that have just started betting, like, you wish every day you could just like win three and lose two. Like, you wish that that's how the wins and losses added up, so that every day just felt good. You never went to bed being like, oh, I lost money today. You wish that it could all even itself out so that emotionally it was like a little easier to handle betting. But we of course know that that's not remotely close to how it works. Probability standpoint, like, it just, life's one long string of bets. That's what we always say. The start of college basketball season was, from a win-loss standpoint, very disappointing. I know a lot of people were angry. Upset about how things were going from overnights, bets we were giving out on the show. And it's easy to get emotionally wrapped up in the results. It wasn't going very well. And the counterbalance to that is usually if you're making pretty good numbers and you're getting the best of the number and your approach is sound and your handicapping techniques are pretty good, that will at some point, didn't have to be now, could have been a month from now, be sort of counterbalanced by a period of extreme success. And that's what Saturday was. Gave out 11 overnight bets, didn't lose. Gave out a bunch of bets during the day, had a lot of success with those as well. Gave out two bets yesterday, they both won. I mean, that's just like a, the amount of failure that you can wipe away with like a 16-1 2 days is extensive. The season record for overnights, then now the profit loss statement, we are still down technically overall in overnights. The profit, like the win loss record for overnights is now positive. It was like 25 under 3 weeks ago. Like, I mean, well, that's just to give you an idea.
Like, don't panic. Right. Like everybody, like relax everybody. Like it's a long season.
Aaron Rodgers.
And, I was texting with our buddy Sam Paniadovich, who comes on our show a lot. Sam's, and I don't think I'm revealing anything because he tweeted this from his show Twitter account, Chicken Dinner, that he didn't have a great NFL weekend. He was on, like, he had the Raiders, he had the Cowboys, like both of us did. And he's like, you know, he was a little down on himself. And I said to him, like, Sam, like, A, like, you win a lot. Like, B, like, you bet a lot. And, like, if you bet a lot for our listeners and viewers, and he totally gets it. So, like, and he's, like, a good friend of mine. But, like, for the listeners and viewers out there, like, yeah, like, I kind of got, like, my ass handed to me in the NFL. I had the Patriots. I put a small bet on the Steelers last night when it hit 13. It's, like, I lost in the NFL. People are like, oh, like, you suck. Like, okay, like, yeah, it was a bad couple days. But when you bet as much as we do, like, you're going to have, like, winning streaks. You will have losing streaks. It's, like, dictated by math, right? That's just kind of how it works. So can't get too up or down about it. Like, yeah, like, overnights went off to a bad start. I thought 0.0 seconds ever that, like, it was going to go poorly for the balance of the season. Like, it could, of course, because it's a smallish sample size. But, like, everyone's got to relax. Like, we're playing the long game here. Life is one big series of bets, like we talked about here on You Better, You Bet.
Yeah, totally agree. And it's also worth noting, I think one thing we did a really good job of last week, too, and we'll do it again this week, is just framing the conversation about these NFL games. Like, yeah, the amount of excitement that I have for specifically Bills Chiefs, but all of the games on the, like, is greater than, like, any game that's taken place this year, basically, in any sport, almost. Like, I'm probably more excited for Bills Chiefs than I was for Georgia Alabama, honestly. Like, I just, it feels important in a way that other
probably
events don't feel
important. Probably the two best teams, right? Probably the two best teams.
The two best teams who have played a series of games with these exact compositions, whenever you get those, like, strings of meetings between the, I mean, we just finished having Niners Cowboys and we spent that whole week, like last week, reminiscing about how they used to play a string of games that used to be very impactful. And this wasn't that. This was a completely different coaching staff and quarterbacks and history, and like the last decade for each team had gone very differently. I mean, who take your pick, who's dumber? I mean, God, like, there's a lot to unpack.
I guess McCarthy, but yeah. I mean, but both pretty dumb.
Yes, and ended up creating just insane drama in a game that wouldn't end, to be perfectly honest. I mean, like, eclipsed 4 hours almost. The Chiefs game was off and running basically by the time it ended. But the idea of, like, framing these NFL games, like, we're so excited for them. We want to talk about them the entire week. We want to talk about them for the rest of the show. It's really fun. But, like, they're just this, to me at least, and I'll just speak for myself, they're the same as everything else from a betting standpoint. Like, a bet is a bet. Like, I bet on Purdue. That bet was a little bit smaller. Actually, I even said that online, but, like, I'll bet on a total in overnights tonight. I'll bet on an NBA game, and I'll bet on a team in the NFL. This isn't like everything's not building toward this $1 million bet on the Super Bowl. It's like these lines are really efficient. This isn't as an insane money-making opportunity versus something else that we're talking about. We're
going to
cover it a lot. Yeah, it's just what people care about the most, so we'll spend the most time on it, and we care about it the most. Like, we're sports fans first, honestly, and bettors second. I feel like in a lot of situations, like, that's what drives us is interest in all these games. So try to frame that the right way, and, like, yeah, bets are bets. Like, we're going to cover the NFL a lot, but I feel like sometimes, like, the crescendo is like, oh, like, well, I have to bet so much on this NFL game because it's so meaningful. You don't. And it's okay. Like, that's totally fine. Like, what's the likelihood the lines are all way off when billions of dollars are being bet into this? You think it's a really big probability? Of course not. So just kind of keep that stuff in mind.
I'm excited to tell you, like, the lines that I made for these games and how they compare to, like, the actual games that are being played. Also, I'm gonna give myself a little pat on the back. Did I get my ass kicked this weekend with sides and totals? I did. How about those props, though? It's a good weekend.
Anytime
for the
touchdown. Game. And they scored anytime. Yes.
Yes. We'll talk about it more on the other side. We'll start previewing divisional weekends in the National Football League.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.